T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan.
Only had this one for about 10 years. All right, 204 on The Fan. And a very good Tuesday afternoon to you. Beningo Roberts in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here till 6 o'clock. And JJ, I guess JJ comes your way with his Odds On Sports Show. John Jastrzemski, Ernie Acosta, he's in Manhattan. We're live from the Town Fair Tires studio where nobody, and nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody, bro. How are you?
Bro, did you enjoy the doubleheader of football yesterday?
Yeah, I did. I watched the first game, obviously intently in the first game because of many reasons. And the second game, not as much, as it really turned out to be a major blowout for Arizona.
Oh, God.
But which bodes well for the Giants. Let's be honest. I mean, you know, if you're sitting here, you're the Giants right now. I mean, this is a huge game Thursday night. I mean, for both teams. I mean, that team could very well be in first play. Well, I guess they wouldn't. Even if Dallas lost, the Giants wouldn't be in first. But they could be. The Giants could be tied for first place.
Think about this. The Cowboys got their butts kicked last night. It was embarrassing.
Oh, God.
It was just on every level. Zeke can't hold on to the football.
Yep,
Dalton
yep.
wasn't good. The defense continues to stink.
It's terrible. Kyler Murray ate him up. I mean, there's no other
completely.
Way to say it.
Yeah, take your pick. The Cowboys are awful. The Cowboys are a first-place team, though. I mean, that's the reality.
Yeah,
they're sitting there in first place.
Right, right.
And now it's come out this morning, Jane Slater, who works for the NFL Network, that now you're hearing about the infighting that's coming out and some of the bad things that are being said about this coaching staff. In fact, what she tweeted this morning is that Cowboys players initially bought into keeping things internal. Now at 2-4, the discontent is leaking out on the coaching staff. Totally unprepared. They don't teach. They don't have any sense of adjusting on the fly. Mm. Another player says they just aren't good at their jobs.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an indictment that is, huh?
Yeah. And look,
thank God we didn't get Mike McCarthy, right?
I was going to say.
We'd be screaming about that right now, right?
There are times, many times, where you and I are wrong about things. Believe it or not, we are wrong.
I would say 75% of the time.
Well,
at least me. I mean, I only speak for myself when I say 75%.
Oh, I'm in that range, too. I mean,
let's be real.
Most of us are wrong most of the time. Just a lot of us don't like to admit it, but we admit it. Right now, I mean, we look dead wrong about Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
And I know it's only six games, but for this, see, forget the record and forget the way they've played. That's bad enough. That's awful enough.
Right, right.
For this to come out 6 weeks into his first season as the head coach of this team, and you've got players openly saying they're not good at their jobs, they don't know how to adjust. I mean, that is a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
That is a horrible only 6 weeks into year one.
Yeah, it doesn't bode well for McCarthy with Jerry there, that's for sure. Yeah, no. Hey, look, it's bad. I mean, that's a horror show. And reflected last night. I mean, last night was reflective of a team, of a team with that kind of attitude. Let's be honest about it.
And what's crazy is that they're still in first place.
Yep.
And as we sit here right now, they're a first-place team, and we can go through this division. Every team has their own major, major issues, but somebody is going to win this division. Somebody is going to host a playoff game. And let's not forget the history of this. Twice, if I'm not mistaken, Joe, twice in the history of this league have we seen a sub-500 team make the playoffs. And in both cases, they were division winners, because usually that's your only route in.
Right.
Both of those teams won their home playoff game.
Right. Seattle, of course. Seattle beat the Saints, if I'm not mistaken, in their right? Wasn't it the Saints they beat in the playoffs?
You're right.
And who's the other one now? I'm trying. Now it's escaping me. Who the other 7-9
team? Well, the other one was back in 2014. The Carolina Panthers went 7-8-1.
Oh, that's right, with Cam Newton. That's right. That's exactly right. That's right.
And they won their first round matchup against the Arizona Cardinals.
Right. That's right. That's right.
So the history tells you
the Panthers, right?
Yes. History tells you that, A, this happens every 5 years. It does. It's pretty much in that kind of range. Every 5 years or so, you're going to get one of these years where there's just an awful division and somebody's going to make it under 500. And history also tells us that as bad as you may be, you may win that playoff game.
Right.
So if you're a Giant fan, if you're an Eagle fan, if you're a Washington fan, and certainly if you're a Cowboy fan, someone's winning this division, Joe. That's the point. As bad as you may think you are, and as accurate as you may be for how bad your team is, somebody is going to win the NFC East, and somebody is going to host a playoff game, and I think there's going to be a few Giant fans who are going to say, hey, why not us?
Hey,
they should be thinking that.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, Washington plays Dallas this week in Washington. If this kind of thing is going on in Dallas, we know that that Washington really isn't any good. They're certainly not better than the Giants. They're probably on the same par. I mean, you know, they were a two-point conversion away from beating them, but, you know, And I don't know. I mean, I don't know how good are the Eagles. I mean, the one thing I will say about the Eagles, they're 1-4-1. The one thing about them is that they have. I mean, we saw it even last week. I mean, they were getting blown out by the Ravens, and they came back. And again, they were a 2-point conversion away from tying the game up.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So they did come back in that game and make a game of it. You know, we saw them. You know, if you want to say, you know, that tie they had against Cincinnati, as bad as it looked, they had to come back and tie that game like on the last drive of the game to get it into the overtime.
Sure.
You know, so we've seen the Eagles come back in some situations even though they won 4-1. So, you know, right now you ask me, like all along I would have said Dallas is going to win the division. Right now you ask me right now, I'd probably say Philadelphia.
Yeah.
This is a big game. The Giants can really, really make a big move if they win on Thursday night.
Oh, absolutely.
Big move.
Absolutely. The thing I would like about the Giants, looking at these four teams, you know, analyzing them 6 weeks in, and it's early, I understand that. There's so many things can happen, as we've seen throughout the history of the NFL, especially only five and a half weeks into a season.
Sure.
Is what you like about the Giants is that it feels like they're trending in the right direction.
Yeah, you feel like they're getting better. I would agree with you, especially on defense. And, you know, we talked about it yesterday. After the Washington game, I mean, you look at some of these. They got a lockdown corner in Bradbury. I don't think there's any question. He's one of the best corners in football. He's been terrific. You know, Blake Martinez and Fackerel have made huge differences as far as linebacker is concerned. You know, Leonard Williams actually played pretty decently. I mean, you know, certainly a lot better than he played when he was with the Jets. You got, Dexter Lawrence, who looks like a player. I mean, you got some guys on this team. Unfortunately, they lost Carter. But, you know, Logan Ryan is a solid. I know he got beat on that touchdown, but Logan Ryan's a good player. He was all over the field against Washington. Yeah. So their defense certainly looks like it's on its way to being a pretty decent defense. I would say that.
Yeah, they feel like outside of the San Francisco game, which was a debacle, they've been in every game. Yeah. They've had a chance to win every game. But obviously, things need to get. But the quarterback needs to play better.
Well, he can't. I mean, he's got to stop turning the ball over.
No doubt about it.
And the offensive line's got. Now they have run the ball better. I mean,
they have.
Yep. I mean, it's funny since Barkley went out, they've actually run the ball better. You know, they really have. And they need to use Jones more. Like we saw Josh Allen used last night, where he's running and he's very, and obviously Josh Allen's very effective, and Jones is a very effective runner.
There's risk in that, and that it increases the possibility of an injury.
That's
a part of it. I understand that, but right now the best part of Daniel Jones's game is his legs.
Right,
and you're trying to win. You're trying to win as many games as you can, and offensively, that gives them a better chance to win. Now they got a long way to go. All right, they've won one game. I think we all understand that. It will go a long ways to actually believing in this. If they could pull off Thursday night in Philadelphia.
Yes.
But they are facing an Eagle team, and look, I would probably agree with you as we sit here in this moment and you say, who's going to win the NFC East? I'd only lean towards Philadelphia because of the experience that they have. They have a hell of a lot more postseason experience than the other teams we're talking about. And I think Carson Wentz, even though he has been up and down, right now when you look at the quarterbacks, he's the best of the four.
And they probably also have the best coach in the division right now. I mean, with the situation with McCarthy, we don't know what Joe Judge is. We know what Ron Rivera. We've seen Ron Rivera, but I think I got to give Peterson the edge over him. So they have that too with Philadelphia.
But they are also injured in a major way
right
now.
They are injured.
Their offensive line has been just decimated. Yep. Miles Sanders is not going to play this week. He's probably going to miss the next couple of weeks. They have lost so many wide receivers over the last few weeks. Both tight ends are banged up.
They are
a banged up team. If there's ever a moment where you want to play the Philadelphia Eagles on a short week, you would think now is the moment. You're coming off a victory. You're feeling good about yourself. And you're facing a team that, they showed a lot of heart coming back against the Ravens, but they're a mess injury-wise.
They are a mess. They are a mess, no doubt. So but, again, I mean, they win. They're going to jump right into first place.
I know.
Barring a Cowboy victory over Washington, which certainly is possible.
The one thing that's funny, I was looking at everybody's schedule this morning, and I'm thinking to myself, all right, realistically, I know things look so awful for all four of these teams right now, but what is that number that's going to win you the division? Because, like I said, we've seen 7-8-1, and we've seen 7-9. We have never seen a 6-10 team.
That's right. They were 7-8-1, Carolina. That's right. Not 7-9. That's right. 7-8-1.
7-8-1. And look, Philadelphia's got the tie. So maybe they kind of fit it. I still would lean, though, Joe, that it's going to take 7 wins at least to win this division.
Well, 8-8, I think, is a lock to win. I mean, if you get to 500, you're going to win. If the Eagles go 8-7-1, they're going to win the division.
I agree. Oh, absolutely. I still have a tough time believing that 6-10 is going to win you the NFC.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not.
I know it feels that way right now because everybody's a mess, but...
Right.
Now, I was looking at the odds. The Cowboys are still the favorites. They're slight favorites to win the NFC East at -105, and then Philadelphia's +140. And
What's the Giants?
The Giants are +850, about 8.5 to 1.
Wow.
And then Washington is 12 to 1.
Wow.
So that's the way it looks.
You know what? It's worth a shot.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not the one. I mean, look, I mean, I don't think they will, but I mean, the odds are the division's bad enough and the odds are good enough that, you know, you would look at the Giants and say, you know what, I'll take a flyer on them at 8.5 to 1.
Yeah, they got to find a way over the next 4 weeks before they go into their bye to win 3 of these games.
Who they play after the Eagles?
They play Tampa on a Monday night.
Oh, wow, that's a tough game.
That's a very tough game.
That game's at the Meadowlands, right?
That's at the Meadowlands. Then they play Washington again, which, of course, you have to circle and say you better win that game.
Right.
And then they play the Eagles again, of course, this time at MetLife Stadium.
Right.
So they get those games out of the way early. You know, their season series against Washington and Philadelphia. But I guess what's cool this morning is that, or this afternoon, I should say, is that you feel like you have a shot.
Sure.
I mean, is that all you ask for as a sports fan?
Hey, look. And as you said, they're a team trending in the right direction. I mean, I don't want to get crazy about a one-point win over a very mediocre, at best, Washington team, you know, where, like I said, a two-point conversion, you were a two-point conversion away from losing. But, you know, you did win the game, and they are trending in the right direction. I mean, if you look at the games they played, like you said, outside of the Niner game, they really, you know, and I don't think they were ever beating Pittsburgh. But, I mean, you know, outside of that, you know, they certainly had a shot against the Bears. They certainly probably should have beat Dallas. I don't think there's any question they should have beat the Cowboys. And they did get this win here. So, you know, we'll see. But as the Giants wake up today, 6 weeks into the season, they're in pretty decent position.
There's no question about it. You had a good Monday night if you're a Giant fan watching Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals destroy the Dallas Cowboys last night. And then throw in the fact, like I mentioned earlier, that it seems like the team is falling apart. You know, that you basically have a mutiny going on right now.
Yep.
That's another good sign that would make you feel good if you're a Giant fan about what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys. And that's quick. I mean, it is very quick to be sitting here 6 weeks into the season, 6 weeks into year one, and have these issues that the Cowboys coaching staff is facing. And look, maybe we were dead wrong about Mike McCarthy.
Maybe.
I don't know. Because this is a talented
roster. Maybe the media was right about him. The hatchet job that was done on him, maybe was done. Maybe he was accurate, you know?
I mean, right now, it's tough to argue. You know, it's tough to defend Mike McCarthy right now. I'm certainly not going to do it.
Sure. Hey, you could always have Adam Gase if they want him. I mean, you know.
I would still make that trade,
you got it. Please.
We'll get to your calls coming up. Also, the surprise announcement that the Miami Dolphins are making the change
Tua.
Now.
Yeah.
They're benching
making
Fitz
the move
for
to Tua.
How about that? We'll give you our thoughts on that coming up, plus your calls on the Giants and Jets with World Series begins.
And by the way, let's not forget the Chiefs last night. Let's quickly say about the Chiefs, man. If the Chiefs are going to be able to run the football like they ran the ball last night down Buffalo's throat, if you're going to be tell me that they not only can play the high wire act offense that they can play, but now that they can play this smash mouth, slam you type offensive football, boy, they're going to be a tough team to beat, man.
Well, they already are. I mean,
they are. But you add that to the – bro, I mean, last night they just slammed the ball down Buffalo's throat.
They ran the ball 46 times last night.
They rushed for what, 250 yards in this game?
245 yards, 160 from Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who
I want to keep my touches, even with Le'Veon Bell coming in.
That
was his best performance since week one, because think about it. His first game, he burst onto the scene.
He looked
very
good in
quiet
that game,
over the last
against Houston.
I think the Chiefs reminded everybody who they are, which is the team to beat, clearly.
No question about it. No doubt about that. No doubt.
We'll talk to Logan Ryan of the Giants coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, Avery Williamson of the Jets in the 3 o'clock hour, but Ingo and Roberts here on The Fan. We're with you till 6 o'clock tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.